What's up? What's up? What's up? Everybody, you tuned in to the Big and Bright podcast.
It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
What's up, everybody? Hope y'all had a good day today.
From the city where they love to hate on us, Pontiac, Michigan.
Yak Town in the building. All right, let's get right into it. This is episode 11, and the Hall of Fame game was last night. The Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons 14-10. Not much to write home about, but
You know, I was a little shocked in that game because, again, their first-round pick, Noah Fant, he dropped a lot of balls.
Tight end, right? Noah Fant is a tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropped a lot of balls, man. Dropped a lot of balls.
Who does he play
balls.
For? I don't know. Tell me.
If it ain't the Lions, you ain't paying attention to
Not
nothing.
True. Not true. The shade. Who did he go to the Broncos?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, they love tight ends, man. The Broncos and the Colts are in the Patriots. Broncos, Colts, Patriots are the most tight end lovingest teams I've ever seen. So he dropped a lot of balls.
Yeah, okay. dropped quite a few balls, man. Not only did he drop quite a few balls, he was kind of – I wouldn't say he was kind of like he was running with cinder blocks on his feet, but, you know, and maybe that's probably camp legs, due to camp legs,
yeah,
whatever, whatnot,
could
but
be.
We'll see, you know what I'm saying, as it wears on and his progression from preseason week one to preseason week two, you know, whatever, whatnot.
Was he a first-round pick?
Yes, he was the first-round pick. He was actually a top-five pick. Denver had a top-five pick. So he was their top-five pick.
Okay. Well, yeah, we see former Redskin quarterback Mark Rippon, his son Brett Rippon. I think, what is he, the third
Third-generation
quarterback.
Yeah, he's also third-generation Rippon as well. I didn't know Mark Rippon was Native American. And the fact that he actually played for
the Redskins.
Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't have an issue with the Redskins' name. You know, you would have thought he would have. You know, another Native American quarterback. What's the kid that was signed? He was drafted, actually, by the, I want to say, Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
From Oklahoma.
Yeah, skips my mind right now.
Anyhow, his agent has the nicest mouthpiece in the world, but he played in Minnesota, he played in Los Angeles with the Rams.
Okay.
And he also played he's out in Arizona now, but I think he may have retired after this past season, but
gotcha.
He finessed the NFL out of a lot of money. Out of a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I need to see what you're talking about.
He was actually the Rams pick. He has that.
Bradford?
Yeah, Sam Bradford.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He Native American,
yes,
too?
Yes, Native American.
I had no idea. Yeah, I was just looking at the list of top five players from that draft, and they four out of the five in May were all free agents. Sam Bradford, Sue,
McCoy. Sue still hasn't found a team, has he?
No, Sue signed with the
He signed
Buccaneers.
With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's
yeah, right. Yep. And then McCoy signed with the Panthers. And then, but at the time, the top five picks, four of them were free agents in May. I just thought that was
it
pretty
It just goes to show that you have a very short shelf life here in the NFL, folks.
Short window, yep. You got to get it done.
That's why I don't blame these cats for holding on.
You got to get it done. Yeah, so Brett Rippon, son of Mark Rippon, threw the game-winning touchdown in the fourth quarter. Score was 14-10. Wasn't really, like I said, too much to write home about. But Vic Fangio, your guy, former Bears, what, defensive coordinator?
Former Bears defensive coordinator, but he made his bones in the NFL with the Niners, you know, defensive coordinator.
Yep.
That's all he's ever been is a defensive coordinator in the league. So
yeah, they said he coached the game despite having
kidney stone
issue.
That
yeah.
was crazy, man.
Yeah, from what I understand, that's a pretty serious thing.
I don't want no kidney stones. Pissing rocks here.
So shout out to Vic Fangio. Glad that you were able to get back and coach the team to victory last night. Moving right along, the class of 2019 Hall of Famers. Of course, that game was the Hall of Fame game, which is always the first preseason game of the year. So, of course, Big and Bright are super ecstatic because, you know, football is back. I mean, I don't care who's playing. As long as it's professional football, I'm all in. So, yeah.
Did you watch the game?
I did not watch the game.
So,
but I am excited that the game was played.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it was nothing to see anyway, obviously. But I'm glad football is here. That's my point.
You're emphatic about it, but you didn't.
I'm very excited that I was very busy, as Big and Bright were discussing before we got on the microphones. I had a very busy Thursday, so
no one cares about your week, Big.
Hey,
we're moving on.
Hey, class of 19 Hall of Fame. There were 8 people selected to the Hall of Fame.
Eight inductees.
Yep. Starting with Gil Brandt, who was a contributor. So I didn't know this, but
he was the Cowboys exec.
But I didn't know that they kind of break it down like, okay, this many people can get inducted, and then but you have to be like, it
you
ain't
have
just
a certain
players.
Amount of players, you right? Have one
contributor,
one contributor, owner. One owner.
Yep, yeah, yep. I didn't know that. And that's why my man from San Francisco. Bartolo. But yeah, DeBartolo. He's the one that constructed
and helped or originate mm-hmm. the San Francisco dynasty.
Dynasty. Yep, yep. Got to love it. So yeah, he kind of went away. He kind of went away quietly though, cuz I was wondering what had happened to him after all the, you know, success that San Francisco had over those years. But I guess he got into some kind of legal trouble or something.
Yeah, legal troubles, mm-hmm. you know, doing some
federal
time.
And he had to sell the team or something.
Doing some federal prison time, all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah. But, so Gil Brandt, contributor from the Dallas Cowboys, won 2 Super Bowls. Pat Bowlen, the legendary owner, 3 Super Bowls as well. He passed away this past spring. So rest in peace, Pat Bowlen. But he was already going into the Hall of Fame anyway. Just so it was just kind of sad that he wasn't able to be there for that moment. But his family represented well. And we'll get into some of the speeches a little bit as well. But Champ Bailey was inducted, the pride of Michigan, cornerback from the Patriots. He was inducted.
Champ Bailey, the pride of Michigan?
Champ
Bailey,
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Ty Law. I jumped ahead. Sorry.
He went to Georgia, man.
Champ Bailey. I jumped ahead a little bit. Champ Bailey, Tony Gonzalez, and then Ty Law, the pride of Michigan. Sorry about that. Ed Reed, the safety, Kevin Mawai, the center, and then Johnny Robinson, who was a safety for the Chiefs back in the day, had 57 career interceptions, which is dope, super dope. So, yeah.
Who's your favorite on the list?
Definitely Ed Reed. It's not even close. Champ Bailey had a heck of a career. Tony Gonzalez had a heck of a career. But by far, it's Ed Reed. Ed Reed was a sticker. Who was yours?
Ed Reed.
Edward Reed.
The ball hawk. The original ball hawk.
Yeah, man. Ed Reed, that defense was amazing, man. You're talking about Ed Reed and
you know who reminds
Tony
me
Siragusa.
Of Ed Reed right now in the NFL?
Who? Who that?
Jackson, Eddie Jackson from the Chicago Bears.
You know what? I did not know until very recently that he's really, really good. He was a top on the top 100 list. He was number 30.
Yeah.
So that means a lot. Yeah, when you're the 30th best player ranked among your peers.
He's a ball hawk, man.
That's what's up, man. Where did he come from before he got to your Bears?
Alabama.
No. Oh, so he was drafted.
Yeah,
we drafted the Bears. Him. That's what's up. How long you been in the league?
This is going on his third year.
That's
he was drafted
wow.
in the fourth round.
3 years and already he's the top 30 player. That's dope, man. So, yeah. But Ed Reed wasn't that big, though. I think Ed Reed is like, what, 5'9", 10, maybe 10?
Who told you that lie?
5'11", maybe?
Ed Reed is about 6'2", bro.
Nah. Let's look it up.
Yeah.
You know we always got to look stuff up. I think Ed Reed is about 5'11". I'll give him 5'11". Eddie Jackson is tall, right?
Eddie Jackson is, I think he's
6'2". He likes 6'2". Yeah. Ed Reed is 5'11", 205, according to Google.
Mm.
Yep. And then they also, a few other people pop up. Troy Polamalu's 5'10", Sean Taylor was 6'2".
Look at that. Ed Reed, 64 interceptions.
That's nuts, man.
64 interceptions, man. That is insane.
That has to be among the, what, top 5 of all time?
Ed Reed, 6 feet tall.
According to what? Wikipedia?
Yep, and this is a...
I can go edit that right now and make him 5'8".
No, you can't.
It's not a credible source.
NFL.com also, that's the source that they're citing his height, and that was taken on the day of the draft, the day of the NFL combine.
But you see this, right? 5'11"?
Yeah, because you went off of I don't even know what you went off
I just
of.
Said how tall is Ed Reed to Google.
Yeah, and that's Google.
Okay, Alexa, who do you ask, Siri?
Let's go.
Shout out to Samsung.
Samsung is terrible. That's where you went wrong.
Whatever, man. That's a whole nother conversation. We'll definitely get on that a little later. But, Ed Reed, Big and Bright, both agree Ed Reed had the better career of all these players. Champ Bailey probably has the biggest name, probably.
And Tony over who?
I'm just saying, like, his name, you used to hear his name all the time. Like,
don't matter. Ed Reed still has the biggest name, two-time Super Bowl champ.
He had a better career, though. I would say he had a better career. How many Super Bowls did Ty Law get?
I think Ty Law got about...
Just one, I think.
Nah. I think Ty Law got about two... He has one.
Ty Law, yeah.
Yeah, I think he won it in 2000. He got the early one, yeah. He got the very first one with the Patriots.
Yeah, because he got there in 95, he was drafted. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was a top... I think he was picked like 23rd overall.
Ty Law is an All-American coming out of University of Michigan.
Dope, man. I remember that defense, too, man. They had Ty Law...
Lawyer Malloy. Yeah, that's why they call him the law firm. You know? Lawyer Malloy.
Malloy sound like a
lawyer.
His first name was Lawyer.
Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law. You know, that was pretty catchy.
A little slow there. Sorry, guys. But, yeah, man, great times, man. Great times. They always had good linebackers. Willie McGinnis was there on the line as well.
Richard Seymour.
Yep. They always had a good
and then, of course, defense. You know, you had big Vince Wilfork.
Yeah. Well, that was a little later, but, yep, Vince Wilfork.
You know.
Yep.
So, hey, it is what it is. Yeah. And it was pretty solid.
Yeah. Tony Gonzalez, in his speech, he attributed his basketball career for why he's here today.
Yeah, because, I mean, that from the tight end position, he would box out defenders.
Yep.
You know, as he's going up for a rebound, just like he's going to get a pass. He was getting a rebound, and really, Tony Gonzalez was probably one of the starts to the transition of basketball players over to the gridiron. You know, from hardwood to the gridiron. So Jimmy Graham. You know, Detroit's own. You know what I'm saying? Antonio Gates.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And people don't believe it when I tell them, like, man. Tone Gates was Michigan's Mr. Basketball in the class of 1998, and a lot of people didn't believe that.
You know what? I feel like his career started late. Like, I don't remember him being like Antonio Gates until like around like 2004. Like, I don't really remember him being, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like he like kind of emerged out of nowhere.
You know, well.
It was like he just kind of just... You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like he was like everybody knew who he was coming out of college, and it was like this fanfare.
He never played football in college.
So he didn't play football in college at all?
No. He went to Akron on a basketball scholarship.
I know he played basketball. I just thought he might have been able to maybe, you know how some players are, they play like 1 year football, 1 year basketball, or they play both.
He never played football in college. Funny thing is that...
That's why he kind of emerged, like I said.
This is the story, folks. Antonio Gates was walking to the coach's office and bumped into a San Diego Chargers scout, talent scout, on his way to the basketball coach's office. And, you know, he looked at Antonio Gates and said, "You have great size. If you ever played football?" And people don't understand that Antonio Gates played football at Detroit Central High School.
Okay.
So with Antonio Gates being there, the guy gave him a card and said, if you ever decided you wanted to play football, you know, here's my card. We'd love to have you in our training camp. So with that being said, Antonio Gates took him up on that offer, man, and you know, it took him some time. It took him some time, you know what I'm saying, to get to play at that type of level at the NFL level, but once he got it down and they put him on the field, no one could stay with him. It was over.
It must be his ups because he's only 6'4". I'm not gonna say only, but most tight ends that played basketball, Jimmy Graham, Gonzalez, and them, they 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". You know what I'm saying? Like, what position did Antonio Gates play in college? Playing basketball. Only being 6'4", I mean, he had to be like, what, small forward?
Well, you know.
Because he was like a D2, or was he? Or like a D1?
Well, I mean, Antonio Gates, you know, he went to Eastern Michigan State. and then finished up at Kent State.
Kent State, okay.
So, you know, Antonio Gates went there on, like, you got to understand, Antonio Gates was a Mr. Basketball winner. So this guy had extreme skill.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to understand, like, during this time, Dane Fife was, you know, a finalist for Mr. Basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, at Pontiac Central High School, mm-hmm. they had three finalists for Mr. Basketball.
Right.
You know, I mean, this was and Pontiac Central was supposed to have a top ranked team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this time, they had four McDonald's All-Americans in their starting five. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and Antonio Gates ended up winning the state championship.
Man, that's kind of bizarre that he played for three different colleges.
He didn't play for three different colleges.
He
attended school, okay. And then it didn't work out, and he went to a different school. So, you know, Eastern Michigan, Michigan State, and then finally ended up at Kent State.
So he was an All-American football player in high school.
Yeah, but chose basketball.
And chose basketball.
And chose
basketball. He's actually considered a free agent right now. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, I just remember Antonio Gates from.
So he went undrafted in 2003.
When we were freshmen in high school, he was a senior.
Okay.
Antonio Gates.
Yeah, so he went undrafted in 2003. That's why I said it just seemed like he just appeared. You go from undrafted to an 8-time Pro Bowler, you know, 3-time first team.
I just told you, know. He was given an invite. He was a walk-on.
That's
basically
crazy.
A walk-on. Come try out, see if you make it.
That's crazy,
because
man.
We love
he's
the
definitely
size.
A Hall of, he's a first ballot Hall
yes,
of Famer.
Yes, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You know, he's only 45 catches away from 1,000 for his career.
Yeah, that's big for a tight end.
Yep. He's only he's just shy, maybe less than 200 yards from 1,200
mm-hmm.
for his career. I'd like to see him get 1,000.
You mean 12,000 for his career?
12,000. Yeah, sorry. I would like to see him get 1,000 catches, 12,000 yards, 120 touchdowns.
We'll see if the Chargers bring him back. Well, I mean, I think he's back. I think he is back on the Chargers roster, if I'm not mistaken. But
you would think, yeah. Yeah, because I know they brought him back last year. I know he was kind of like lingering out there. Of course, if injuries occur, he'll definitely pick.
Yeah,
this will
probably
land
be
somewhere.
His farewell tour. But
yeah,
regardless of the fact,
he's 39.
At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, mm-hmm. Antonio Gates is going to the Hall of Fame.
Definitely first ballot Hall of Famer. Yep. So
another Michigander in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of teams who's put people in the Hall of Fame.
This is the part that you could not wait for.
Who's number one there?
Most Hall of Famers from teams is the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears. Bears have 28 Hall of Famers. They have the number one. They send the most guys to the Hall of Fame. And, of course, there's another Bear that's playing for. There's another future Hall of Famer for the Bears right now. We all know it, Khalil Mack.
Damn right.
So, yeah. That's what's up, man. Bears. Second is the Packers. They have 25 Hall of Famers. We both hate the Packers, but you can't hate that they got 25 players in there. The Steelers have 21. I'm surprised they don't have many or more than that. But the Redskins is number 4 with 20 players. The Giants have 19. The Dallas Cowboys have 18. Kind of surprised they don't have more. Rams are also tied with the Cowboys with 18 players. The Browns with 16. Browns, Raiders, and Niners all have 16 players in the Hall of Fame.
Notice so. Who you don't see there.
The Lions have their fair share. They have Dick LeBeau. They have Lynn Barney. They have Barry Sanders.
Notice.
Well, I didn't.
Who you
I
don't
didn't
see there.
I didn't do all of them. I just did the top 10.
Regardless of the fact, you're one of the oldest franchises in NFL
That's true.
History.
You know
you're
what?
Not in the top 10.
I have to second that.
And you're not in the top 10.
That was one of my first thoughts. I was actually pretty disappointed with that.
The booty.
The booty. Oh.
The booty. I was definitely disappointed with the booty because there's no way that you can be in existence for 60 plus years.
You guys are ass, man. How in the world?
It's actually pretty sad that we don't have at least 15 Hall of Famers out of 60 years. You know? Maybe Calvin to make it, and that'll kind of help push it
don't
up a little bit.
Don't ride his coattail.
I'm not riding nothing, because you already know how I feel about Calvin Johnson. But I'm just talking about getting more players in the Hall of Fame from the Lions.
You ass.
Let's move along here. We have Patrick Mahomes, who won the MVP 2018 season by throwing a total of 50 touchdowns. He has a 99 Madden over rating, Madden overall rating 99 or 98, I think.
98.
Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady are the only quarterbacks in NFL history to throw for 50 or more touchdowns in a season. How special is Patrick Mahomes?
Very special. He's Steph Curry special.
Yes.
Okay. I think he's going to be the NFL's version.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I think he's going to be the NFL's version of Steph Curry, where he obliterates and shatters every passing record that stands.
Yeah.
And when it's all said and done, barring injury,
yeah.
When it's all said and done, this kid is going to shatter and obliterate every passing record that Brett Favre owns. He's going to shatter it.
Yeah.
At this pace and this offense,
mm-hmm.
the way he commands that offense and moves the chess pieces around on the board, he is going to shatter
and
all
it's not
of Brett Favre's
it's not
records.
Fair. It's not fair that he has the weapons that he has. I mean, those guys are football, video game fast. Tyreek Hill, he had Kareem Hunt. He's no longer there. But just all the pieces that he has around him. You got Travis Kelce, you know. What's the other receiver? Sammy Watkins still there?
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins. I mean, he got a heck of
– He has a nice arsenal. He has nice weaponry. But the thing is that, you know, they got to win it.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you got to win it.
Yeah, those are two quarterbacks that I'm expecting to get their teams over the hump. Him and
long
the kid
as Brady
from the Rams.
There, long as Brady there, man, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but Brady you know Brady just turned 42. You know, you can't play forever.
Last year. Oh, Brady just turned 41.
Right.
You can't play forever. Yeah. And your 2019 Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots, have done it again.
You know, and they beat the Chiefs too. It was a pretty close game there too.
Chiefs had the lead, and Brady is cerebral, man.
But two quarterbacks that I'm expecting to get their teams over the hump is Mahomes and Goff. I think they're the future of the NFL.
Yeah, they're the future, you know, but also don't count out Mitchell Trubisky neither. Say what you want. He's a Pro Bowl quarterback. Say what you want. This is his – this. I'm telling you, he's going to shock a lot
Mitchell
of people this
Trubisky.
Season. He's going to shock a lot of people this season.
I do expect Mitchell Trubisky to be – a top maybe 15 quarterback this year.
I say top 10, top 5.
10? You're asking for a whole lot there, but
no, we not. No, we not. Because you got to understand, he left a lot of plays out there. And again, you don't watch the Bears, so why are you commenting?
I watch the Bears enough to know that.
You watch the Bears when we beat the hell out your Lions. That's when you watch the Bears. That's it. So
I think that because I got the red zone, so I'm able to see.
Ooh. I watch snippets of games every Sunday. I got Sunday ticket, and I watch all the games.
Well, let me finish my statement. I watch the red zone, okay? And they only put teams who get to the red zone a lot in there. Mitchell Trubisky doesn't get the Bears to the red zone a whole lot, so it's not a whole lot to see there.
What? You almost made me curse. He doesn't get the Bears. Do you understand how many points per game we averaged last year?
I do like Tariq Cohen.
All right, shut up.
I do like the Allen kid.
Why don't you like your Lions? Like them. Like the fact that you get waxed every Sunday. Like that.
Here
okay?
we go again.
Like the fact that you can't do nothing past week 5. It's all in the crapper.
I'm just waiting for
after week
I'm
5.
I'm patiently waiting for the Lions to beat your Bears because that's the only
you're
thing
you're
going to
be waiting a long time.
That's the only thing that's going to get you to shut up.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
That's
son.
The only thing that's going to get
long
you to shut up.
Time.
Don't we play you guys for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, and you're gonna get another Turkey Day beating.
I might be going to that game.
We're gonna call.
You
want
to go? We're
gonna
go to that.
Yeah, we'll be there. We're gonna call it seasons beatings, folks. Seasons beatings, because we're gonna beat the hell out of the Lions.
Let's go.
You couldn't even beat us on Thanksgiving with a backup quarterback, man. We had a backup quarterback when we beat you. You know
who was
that,
it again?
Right?
Was it?
It was Chase Daniel.
Chase Daniel.
We beat you with a backup
what
quarterback.
Was the score? Wasn't it close?
Yeah, you paid me some money that day. Remember that? You was quiet. You didn't want to
know what you're talking
about. Yeah, you paid me some money that day.
Me speaking no English.
Yeah, I know.
No mames, güey. Quiero terminar esta oración para poder respirar porque me estoy sofocando.
You paid me some bread that day.
What
you broke bread, brother.
Wasn't it close? Wasn't the score close?
Hell no, it wasn't close.
Y'all blew us out with Chase Daniel?
Yeah. You tried to score in the last end to try to keep it close, but it was over. Yeah, especially after
year was pretty brutal for
especially
us.
After Stafford threw that pick six to Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, I think that's when I first realized who Eddie Jackson was.
The booty.
The booty. Oh.
All right, let's move it to the
can't wait till we do our Bootio segment, man.
Yeah, it's coming.
That's
it's coming.
Be lovely. You know, and Bootio segment coming September 5th when the season kicks off, folks. We're going to have a Bootio segment.
Yeah, hopefully my Lions won't be on there too often.
They'll be on there frequently.
You know, kind of like Shaq and the Fool. You know, you always seen JaVale McGee on there. You always knew there was going to be a few players on that Shaq and the Fool, man. You ever watch? Do you ever sit there and watch like Shaq and the Fool videos or like on YouTube? Or do you ever watch like funny videos on YouTube?
Every now and then.
Yeah. I was watching the Shaq and the Fool videos, man, on YouTube the other day.
Shaq and the Fool is like acting a fool, but with Shaq.
Hilarious, man. Words can't even describe it. You have to just go check it out. But let's get into Big and Bright's top 10. This is a new segment that we just added. This is our third one.
Top 10 players that are in the NFL today, folks.
These are my picks. These are not the ESPN's picks. These are not Madden's, nothing, none of that stuff. This is who Big likes. So getting right into it, I didn't put them in any order because I don't really like putting in certain things in order. Great players are great players. So I got Aaron Donald in there. We go Patrick Mahomes, Khalil Mack, Von Miller. I got Drew Brees. I'm actually not a Tom Brady fan whatsoever, but I had to put him in there just because of what he's done. You can't deny greatness. He has 6 Super Bowl rings.
Going for 7.
Kind of hard to do. I mean, you know, cats don't even get 1, and he got 6. That's just –
and
he's still going. Went 9 times. He did lose to the Giants twice and the Eagles once, but aside – like, you don't even really remember the losses. Because he's just dominated so many times. It's like, who cares? Alvin Kamara, who's my favorite running back, and his teammate Mike Thomas. I also have an Aaron Rodgers and then Le'Veon Bell rounds out the list. Now, I have 3 New Orleans Saints on this list.
That's good for you.
That's crazy. Like,
that's your list.
Like, I believe that these guys are that special. Hmm. Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees, Mike Thomas. Yep, so that's mine. You got yours ready for us?
All right. I hear your list.
Yep.
My list is going to consist of top 10 cats. That's just top 10 right now, or coming into this season that I think is going to be a top 10 player.
Yep.
So with that being said, as a top 10 player, I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's no particular order. It's just given 10 people.
Right.
So we're going to go Pat Mahomes. We're going to go Khalil Mack. We're going to go Aaron Donald. All right? We're going to go, if I had to right now, I would have to go with a very, 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 very red hot coming into this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, you don't believe me.
Coming in hot.
But he's coming in hot, man. It's Mitchell Trubisky. I'm telling you. I know it sounds crazy.
Hey, listen.
It sounds crazy, but I'm just telling you. Listen, I'm telling you, it sounds crazy. But
top 10.
Top 10. He's gonna come in hot.
Top
10
in that division.
Listen, the funny thing about it is that one.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is.
This is going to be the changing of the new guard. Again, he was a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Changing of the guard. So that means somebody has to fall back. Who's falling back? Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. Dramatic. Please. You know, okay, well, you know, over the last, we're going to say, you know, Aaron Rodgers for the last, I want to say 40 or 50 games, he's like 24-24. He's only put 500. He's 500 as a quarterback. You know that, right?
I do know that him and Stafford have very, very similar stats. Yeah. That says a lot about how bad he's been looking over the last couple of years. And I do agree that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be the same player he's been because you got a new head coach. You got a new offensive coordinator. You don't have the same weapons that you had before. So he's going to have to figure some things out the first year. I do think I already said the Packers are going to be the worst team in the North. But I still think Aaron Rodgers, he still has that magic.
Rounding out the top 10, folks, I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, good one.
Okay, I'm going to go with D-Hop.
I know you got Zeke Elliott in there.
Yes, Ezekiel Elliott is there as well.
Okay.
Okay, Eddie Jackson.
Come on, man.
Yes, man.
He ain't even the best DB in the division. Well, he might be. He might be because he's a top 30 player.
Look, man, what do you be looking at? Do you not watch? Like, do you not watch or do you not pay attention?
You cannot tell me that you're going to say Eddie Jackson is a top 10 player.
Do you know that
in the whole NFL with a straight face?
Listen, yes, I can, because you don't want to know why. He had more defensive scoring touchdowns.
Is he the best DB in NFL?
One of them, yeah. Yes.
I can name you five DBs better.
Name them.
Five.
Name them. Because again, you know who led the NFL in interceptions last year? Do you know?
At this moment, no.
Oh, okay. You don't know.
Was it Eddie
Jackson?
Kyle
Fuller for the Chicago Bears.
Here we go with this Bears bias.
You want to look it up?
Bro, you cannot tell me Eddie Jackson is a top 10 player in the NFL.
Do you
want to
look it up? Yes or no? You want to look it up? Yes or no?
I'm going to look it up.
Kyle Fuller led the NFL interceptions with 7.
Why are we talking about Kyle Fuller when you just said Eddie Jackson?
But again, Eddie Jackson followed it up. You know Eddie Jackson?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know Eddie Jackson?
Wait. This man put Mitchell Trubisky and Eddie Jackson in his top 10?
Yeah.
Bro, they're going to laugh.
Going into this season.
Man, you crazy.
We're not going off top. We're not...
I don't even like Tom Brady, and I put him on here.
Tom Brady is in my list as well, but we're going into this season.
This is laughable. It's not laughable. It's actually eye-rolling. You put Mitchell Trubisky and
Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson was the best safety in the NFL last year.
Bro, first of all, the fact that you're
number
even putting a safety in your top 10.
Why wouldn't a safety be there?
You only got 10 spots.
Why wouldn't a safety be there?
You act like he get 10 interceptions a year or something.
Why wouldn't a safety be there?
And 100 tackles.
Why wouldn't a safety be there?
Because he ain't like a game changer like that. He's not a guy that you're going to be like, oh, watch out for this guy, watch out for this guy, watch out for this guy.
He's not a game changer yet. He had more defensive scoring touchdowns
than
Cats had offensive scoring touchdowns.
Eddie Jackson is ranked among the players as the top 30 player. That's commendable. I applaud that. I take my hat off to that. But you are not going to sit up here and tell me that a safety is in a top 10 of players.
He's a ball hawk.
Come on, man.
That's like
Come
saying,
on, bro. Keep it real, bro.
Wait, so that's – notice how asinine that comment
tell,
you just
tell
made.
Tell me that's not biased that you just
it's
said
It's not
that.
Biased because it's going off of production.
Is he the best safety in the NFL?
Yes.
He the best
right
safety.
Now.
He the
yes.
best, number one.
Yes.
Is he better than Earl
Ball
Thomas?
Hawk. Yes. Ball hawk.
He ain't getting paid like Earl Thomas.
He's on his rookie contract, dummy.
Okay.
What you expect?
Okay.
Going into his third year. You dumb?
I'm not dumb, but that's dumb what you're saying, and that's making me say dumb stuff.
Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Like I said, Eddie Jackson is one of the top cats in the league. Do you think he's going to be the highest paid safety? Be quiet.
We're not talking about top cats. We're talking about top 10.
What I'm telling you is he's going to be the highest, one of the highest paid safeties when his contract comes up. He's going to be the highest paid defensive back in the NFL.
That's fine, but you're talking about right now. You're saying he's a top 10 player right now.
Are you huffing glade? Are you not understanding what I'm telling you?
Fam, when you name those players that you said, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Donald, Tom Brady, right?
Just because
Zeke Elliott, he's not even in the same room with these dudes. Come on, man. Come back down to earth just for a minute. He might be up and coming.
You're naming offensive players.
He's not
the best safety
in the NFL, and he's definitely not top 10.
Who's better? Name somebody who's better.
Earl Thomas.
He is not. Earl Thomas is old and washed. If Earl Thomas was still that guy, Earl Thomas would still be in Seattle. Shut up. Next.
If Earl Thomas is not the best, I'm just not willing to give him that crown.
Man, you sound crazy. Yes, crazy as hell.
And you gonna put Eddie Jackson on the same list with these greats?
Absolutely. You want to know why? Look at his numbers. His numbers tell you why.
I got you. Exactly. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Now make yourself look stupid.
No, I'm about to make you look. I'm about to make you look crazy.
Okay. Go ahead.
You just put Eddie Jackson on the same list. Listen, I'm not gonna stop talking. Pull up the numbers because you sound dumb. No, listen, real quick. I'm gonna give you the NFL top 100, top 20, and I want you to tell me that Eddie Jackson compares. Aaron Donald, Drew Brees, Khalil Mack, Patrick Mahomes, Todd Gurley, Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Aaron Rodgers, Julio Jones, Von Miller. Of that list, who is he better than? No one. Thank you. Let's move along.
As a safety? How are you trying to compare different positions?
Sir.
As a safety, right?
Who is he better than?
As a safety, right?
Is there anybody on this? Look at me.
As a safety,
look
right?
at me.
As a safety, right?
Look at this.
As a safety,
is there anybody that you would put him over on this list?
Now, to answer your question.
Answer this.
Wait. To answer your question. To answer your question.
Come on, man. You can't tell me that.
Pro Football Focus ranked him. He was second in interceptions in the NFL. You know that, right?
How many interceptions did he have?
Six.
Okay.
Six.
That's what's up.
In his second year.
That's good.
Six, right? He is the number one ranked safety by Pro Football Focus overall in the entire NFL.
Can I ask you a question?
You don't know what you're talking about, man.
No.
You be talking crazy.
That's a ranking, sir.
Pro Football Focus?
Let me ask you a question.
So you're going to go off peers. What peers say over what the computers are telling you.
Computers. You're going to take the word of a computer over people who are actually on the field with this guy?
They're putting actual stats.
Come on, man. Are you serious right now?
They're putting actual stats.
And I sound crazy.
Into play. They're putting actual stats into play. Actual stats. Actual.
Okay. Do me a favor.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
I'll listen.
A safety.
I'll listen.
Damn near led the NFL in interceptions, bro. A safety. Now, need we talk about how many defensive touchdowns Eddie Jackson had last year? Because he's number one in that. Do you know that?
That's fine.
Do you know that?
I'm listening. I'm glad that you all super hyped and
NFL,
your adrenaline is running.
Listen,
but I'm getting ready to shut you way down real quick.
He led the NFL in defensive touchdowns last year. Led the NFL in defensive touchdowns.
And what did he do the year before?
As a safety.
And what did he do the year before?
And led the NFL in defensive touchdowns as a safety the year before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting ready to shut this dude straight down. He about to shut his whole face up. Because in the top 20 players, he is not even a top 10 defensive player. Aaron Donald, is he better than him? No.
No, you're going to listen. Is it Aaron Donald in my
We're
top
talking
10?
About yes, okay. But okay, let me finish. Aaron Donald, he's not better than Khalil Mack, he's not better than.
They're on the same defense.
Doesn't matter. Von Miller, he's not better than.
What has Von Miller done?
He's not
the
better
last
than Von.
Years.
He's not better. He's not
what
better
is
than.
What is Von
he's
Miller
not better than J.J.
Years?
Watt. That's already four
is,
players defense. Bobby Wagner.
Can J.J. Watt
Bobby
play a
Wagner?
Full season?
Is Bobby Wagner? Is he better
can
than Bobby
J.J.
Wagner?
Can J.J. Watt play a full season? Yes
is
or no?
Is he better than Bobby Wagner?
Yes
sir?
Or no?
I'm talking about skill. Skill for skill.
You can't go skill for skill when they play different positions.
I'm not saying
idiot.
Head. I'm not saying head to head, jerk.
You can't go what skill I'm, for skill when they play different positions.
A better player is a better player.
This is my top 10. So shut the hell up. This is my top 10.
But my point
yours.
Is, he's dude, you
my top 10, not yours, right?
You I'm get, trying to you save you from top, sounding like you, the no, dumbest idiot
no,
in the
no,
world.
No, because this is my top 10, and this is the best safety in the game.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
Okay, everyone. I'll let you see the idiot that he is.
Exactly.
Go ahead, sir.
My top 10, not
Eddie
not
Jackson.
Big's top 10.
And Mitchell Trubisky?
Yep.
You about to get us put off.
Okay, well, the same people who said that Patrick Mahomes was going to have a breakout year last year.
Bro.
Well, be
so,
quiet.
You want to compare Mitchell Trubisky to Patrick Mahomes?
Don't run your mouth. They said the same cat, the same people who picked Patrick Mahomes last year to be the breakout player of the year.
My goodness.
Is picking Mitchell Trubisky this year.
Was that a computer, too?
No, it wasn't a computer.
Okay, who was that?
So, again, this is my top 10, not yours.
Okay.
So mine, yours.
And the same magazine
yours.
People that write these stories say a team is going to go 3-13 and they'll end up winning the Super Bowl.
Well,
so what does
this.
That really matter?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. I got any amount of money right now you want to put up. Any amount of money. Any amount on air. We have this on air today.
Okay. I'm listening.
Any amount of money you want to put up
I'm listening.
That Eddie Jackson finished the year as the top ranked safety again in the NFL. What you got on it?
You know what? I'm really hoping for your sake.
What,
that
what do you?
Is,
I mean, I put
great.
Your money where your mouth is.
Man, look, man.
Put your money
I'm,
where your mouth
I'm here,
is. Exactly.
I'm here to make
Let
sense.
Let me finish my 10.
I'm here to make. Okay.
So now, finishing out my top, I said Ezekiel Elliott, right? What was that number
Zeke?
8? Tom Brady's number 9. And we have Wagner. Number 10, rounding it out. That's my top 10, folks.
Shaking my head.
Shake it all you want.
And you know what? And you know what, Bright? I'm not even mad at you, bro. I'm just disgusted. That you you're literally willing to put Mitchell Trubisky in the top 10.
He was a Pro Bowl quarterback, was he not?
Bro.
Yes or no? Answer
he's not
the
even the best quarterback in the division, let alone in a conference.
So he's. Wait. Was he the only Pro Bowl quarterback to go out of the division?
Do we really.
Answer the question.
Didn't
yes
we
or
just
no?
have a conversation? Answer, who cares about the Pro Bowl?
Did he go, yes or no? And was he the only quarterback out of the division to go?
How many players turned down the Pro Bowl because they got to go to the Super Bowl or the playoffs? They don't care about that.
Okay, well.
Who cares?
Well, listen. You said because they got to turn down because going to
the playoffs. Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. We just had a discussion about this 2 weeks ago.
Who went to the playoffs out of the NFC North?
The Bears.
Nobody else, right?
No. Yeah, okay.
Nobody else, right?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. So who got picked to go to the Pro Bowl out of the NFC? Wait.
The Bears did not go to the playoffs because of Mitchell Trubisky, man.
Be quiet, bro.
Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't picked to go to the Pro Bowl.
He had a trash year, and he was hurt.
Be quiet. Let me finish. Aaron Rodgers wasn't picked to go to the Pro Bowl. Kirk Cousins wasn't picked to go to the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
Neither was Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
So you're saying he's not the best quarterback in the division? Well, according to last year,
he has the best team in the division. Okay, well, he's not the best quarterback. There's a difference.
Listen to what I'm telling you. According to last year, he was.
Come on.
That's
fam.
All we can go off. See, fam. The thing is with you.
Fam, listen, you've been doing this too long to be saying some asinine foolishness like that.
Because, again, he was the only quarterback picked out of that division to represent any NFC.
You're not saying anything.
That is saying something.
Man, that's like saying he the tallest midget, bro. Who cares?
No. Because, again, you're caught up on past success. We can only go off what happened last year. And that's where you get it mixed up.
You know what? You know what's funny about you?
That's where you get it mixed up.
You know what's funny about you? You and I have conversations on the phone, off air. And do you remember? I distinctly remember a conversation with you last year. And they said Chase Daniel was playing against the Lions. And you know what you said? Good. Because he played better in whoever system, Nagy system, than Mitchell Trubisky do anyway. So now you want to sit up here and come to me a few months later, and all of a sudden Mitchell Trubisky is – bro, you're basically saying Mitchell Trubisky is the third best quarterback in the NFL. By you putting Patrick Mahomes – putting him on the same list with Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, you saying Mitchell Trubisky is better than Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, and all the guys who actually doing something like Russell Wilson, who actually carries a team on his back. You're not finna sit up here and try to pull the wool over my eyes and act like that great defense ain't the reason Mitchell Trubisky is where he is. If it wasn't for that defense, Mitchell Trubisky wouldn't even be on no list.
You think so?
Is he even on the top 100?
You think so?
Is he? Matter of fact, I'm about to pull it up.
I don't think he made it.
You just said some crazy stuff on here, bro, and I'm just trying to get you to see. That was insane what you just said.
Wait. The top 100 doesn't mean nothing when it's a vote of your peers, bro.
I get
not
that.
By the numbers.
I get that.
It don't go by the numbers. It's a personal idea of
because
what.
Mitchell Trubisky numbers ain't there for him to be a top 10 quarterback, bro. Hey, that's crazy what you just said,
He was in a Pro Bowl, right?
If that's what you're going to hang your hat on,
I'm going to let you make your bed up and lay in there.
Yeah.
Wasn't Patrick Mahomes in a Pro Bowl, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes was also the NFL MVP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, were they both in the Pro Bowl?
Yes or no?
In the Pro Bowl?
You've just put two Chicago Bears. You put three Bears on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really – now, see, this is the thing about you. That's crazy, right?
Three Bears.
No, this is the thing that's crazy
going
about
into
you.
This
I didn't
this
put – of course I'm not going to put –
You're not going to put nobody from the Lions any damn way. Y'all suck.
However – you put your guys from your team. I put three guys from the Saints on here. And these are actually guys who lead in categories. Mitchell Trubisky doesn't Trubisky does not lead in any offensive statistical category whatsoever.
Yeah, he does.
What?
Offensive rushing from a quarterback. Yes, he led all quarterbacks in rushing.
Really?
Yeah.
And he over also, Russell Wilson
and, he also,
and guys who actually run the ball like LeVar Jackson.
Yep. And he actually threw 30
that's,
plus. Wait.
That's garbage.
Listen to what I'm
everybody,
saying.
Everybody, I hope that everybody that's listening, I hope you're looking at the stats.
He threw 30 plus touchdowns.
Yeah. We know who the idiot of the day is today.
So again, don't get mad because no
one. Bro, that's
don't get
garbage.
Don't
and
get
you
mad.
Know it.
Don't get mad.
You know what?
I'll tell you what.
Tell me what.
And I give you this. And I guarantee you this. I put money right here on the table. Mitchell Trubisky has a better season than Matthew Stafford right now. And you can't back that up, so shut up.
Listen,
and
man.
And you're not going to back that up.
First of all,
exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
shut
I'm
up.
Not, I'm not a betting man. Okay.
Oh, it don't matter. Foremost.
Okay, so I'm not doing that.
But, exactly. Shut up.
But we
you know
can,
you know
we
your,
can
okay.
make some kind
who's,
of.
Who's the better quarterback?
Kind of
who's the better quarterback?
Stafford is better than Trubisky.
Shut up.
I don't know anybody who would say otherwise.
Shut up.
I don't. I say that honest. I say that hand to God. I don't know anybody who would pick Mitchell Trubisky over Matthew Stafford.
Then picks that I just gave you a bet. You're not confident in it because you know
no,
why?
No, it's not about that.
No, you're not confident.
I'm not betting.
Say,
I'm not going to do that.
We can bet push-ups right now.
Okay, that's something we can do. We don't have to do it here.
Oh, yeah, we will do it here on air.
They're not going to see me do the push-ups.
No, I'm going to count them out and make you do them.
Okay.
So get 50 push-ups.
Let's move it along.
No, let's bet 50 push-ups right now. that Mitchell Trubisky has
push-ups.
a better season than Matthew Stafford. All right, Dave, handshake. You see this, right?
Yep.
A handshake.
Yep.
Right.
Stafford will have a better season than Mitchell Trubisky.
That will say who has the better
season. Just to shut you up, because that's ridiculous, everybody. He's literally saying that Mitchell Trubisky is the third best quarterback in the NFL by putting him in his top 10. That's crazy, bro. Mitchell Trubisky's not even the best quarterback in that division.
We're going on season projections.
That's fine.
Top 10 going into this season.
That's fine. That's fine. Let's move it
along. Projections.
Let's move it along. A fan of the Oakland Athletics won himself not only a prize. He didn't win a car. He won a contest, and by winning a contest, he earned himself a baseball scholarship. A baseball contract from the Oakland Athletics. He threw 96 miles per hour, and he earned himself a contract. So that's a pretty cool story. I don't know the details of his contract. I don't know if it's 1 year or
he's on a good minor league deal. But he first got discovered, I think, when he did it at he did it at the park first,
mm-hmm.
and then that's when he caught the attention of scouts, and they were just watching him.
Yeah.
And then he did it again at he did it again at another park, and then his brother posted the video to Twitter and stuff like that with the hashtag sign him, and mm-hmm. then the Oakland A's jumped on that opportunity. So big up to him, man. Big up to him and his brother, because that's pretty dope. This is kind of like a classic, you know, movie
of
an underdog, you know. But again, let's see if he cracks the majors, because again, it's totally different if you throw a 90, and I'm pretty sure any baseball cat can attest to this. It's pretty different when you throw a 92 mile an hour fastball that's mm-hmm. flat,
right?
That will get knocked out of the damn park,
right?
As opposed to a 92 mile an hour fastball with spin on it,
right? A fastball is probably the easiest pitch to hit anyway.
But if you throw the ball with no rotation, mm-hmm. it's gonna get hammered.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty sure you can do some damage with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it has spin on it and rotation, then that can be totally different.
I'm still flabbergasted right now, but
I mean,
that's crazy, bro.
It is what it is, man.
Like, and I admire your excitement for the Bears. I like your confidence in those guys. But, bro, come on, man. To sit here and say Mr. Trubisky a top 10, like, player, bro, he not even a top 10 quarterback, and you don't put him in the top 10 of players. Like, that's crazy, man. I don't know where you was at with that one, bro. You might have been sniffing a little something before you got here.
Crazy glue sniffer.
Man. You know what's crazy? You saying your Lions are going to make the damn playoffs. That's crazy.
That's
not
me. It's less crazy. Saying, it's less crazy me of saying, me saying that, because no, you're talking about a team.
No. Me saying that a cat that's going to lead his team, mm-hmm. who everybody projected to be in the Super Bowl last year.
Okay.
And who's projecting to possibly represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this year.
And I'm not taking nothing away from that.
With their quarterback.
But how many?
You're going to tell me that he's not guaranteed to be slated, or he could be slated to have a top 10 season and be a top 10 player?
I have a question for you.
That's realistic.
I have a question for you. How many times have a team won a Super Bowl and the team on the other team that lost had a better quarterback?
What are you saying? What are you getting at?
In other words, like, for example,
the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say
the
that. Nick Foles is not in no way, shape, or form better than Tom Brady on any day of the week.
He was better than – well,
now, he did have a better day.
He had a better day.
Absolutely. And that's what football
actually,
is about.
And actually,
that's
no,
what the playoffs
didn't.
Are about.
And actually, no, he didn't.
Yeah, because Tom Brady still went crazy.
He still
– 500 yards or something. Yeah. Right. I'll
like
give you some on that.
And like five or
Look,
six
I'd
touchdowns,
you know what
I'm saying?
Right.
So –
You yeah.
know.
But right. So he, you know, but I'm just saying, like, so, like, you know that that's overblown. When a team is really
not
good, a team is really good.
But see, the team's success, and this is why I say this. This is the reason why the team's success, the Chicago Bears, was not just solely based on the defense. Mitchell Trubisky had to run that offense, bro. And the dynamic that he brought to that offense made them much more dangerous, because Mitchell could not only pass, mm-hmm. but he could run.
He can
and
run.
And he's not slow.
And I'm not taking nothing away from him, but I'm just saying he's still in a learning state. You can't just say,
right.
with projections,
that.
You can't just be like, this dude is finna. Like, bro, that's.
He's slated to
man,
have.
That's some man, that's some listen, straight up clips, Skip Bayless type stuff, what you just
slated,
said.
He's slated to have. This is year number two in this offense. And people who've watched Mitchell Trubisky.
And I do expect him to be better.
And people who've watched Mitchell Trubisky in the offseason programs are saying he's light years ahead of what he was last
year. He's light years ahead of where they thought he would be. That's what they really need to say.
Of what
not he was, where he was.
He's light years ahead of what he was last year. Now, we can only see when the season starts. We will only see at that point. But stating what I stated, it's not far-fetched if you talk to any other analyst, professional that's out there. Mm-hmm. It's not far-fetched because they're predicting him to have a crazy season this year.
Can I be honest with you?
Go ahead.
Mitchell Trubisky is literally on one person on this green earth's top 10 quarterback list. And you know whose list that is?
Mine.
Yours. Literally. So I just want you to know that you're really out there on a limb saying something like that.
Actually, it ain't mine.
Ain't nobody saying Mitchell Trubisky a top 10 quarterback nowhere, bro. Nobody's really? Saying that.
Well, you know.
And that's fine. If you believe that, then that's what you believe. But don't expect me to sit here and just be like, okay. No, I'm not saying no okay. Because
well,
that's Billy Jack bullcrap right
just,
there.
Just Billy Jack bullcrap. Just be prepared.
I'm just saying. That's
just
some garbage,
bro. Just
be
prepared to give me my 50 push-ups.
Bro, I'll give you 100.
You can't even do 5. Come on, man.
I can do about 8.
Nah, you can't even do 5 correct look, push-ups.
If I lose, I will train for your push-ups.
Yeah, well, you better start training.
I could do about 10, though, for real. I can. No, I could do 10.
Can't. No, you can't.
I could do 10.
No, you can't.
I got a lot of weight to push up, but that's why they call me big. All right. NFL top 100 players. You want to just go down the list real quick?
They already know. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure. Folks, if you're listening to us and you don't know who the top 100 is.
Don't say nothing crazy.
No. If you don't know who the top 100 is by now, I mean, hell, I think it's just about everybody got the damn NFL network. And I don't really think they care because, the top 100 is based off of players.
I think they care that people what the players think.
You know how many people has been left out of the top 100 that should be in the top 100? Yes. Aaron Rodgers, number 8. Why? You sucked.
Yeah, let's talk about that top 10 at least.
You sucked.
And before we get into that, shout out to Columbus, Ohio.
Shout out to Columbus, Ohio, man. Y'all showing us major
showing love. We
and
love
big
y'all.
And bright. Definitely appreciate y'all.
We love
man.
Y'all. Yep.
Columbus, Ohio. No doubt, man. No doubt.
Yep. No diggity, no doubt. Also, Waterford Township. We have a lot of listeners out in Waterford Township, as well as Rudyard, Michigan. So thank you for your love.
Especially Troy, Shelby Township.
Yep, Shelby Charter.
I'm really disappointed in our own city of Pontiac, man. What are y'all doing?
Don't worry about that.
What are y'all doing?
I ain't worried. Big ain't worried about that.
Bright has an issue with the city of Pontiac. Now, look.
It is what it is.
We got to show and support Pontiac.
Hey.
We got to show love and support. But it's okay.
Shout out to Columbus, though.
We're going to keep spreading our love. We're going to keep spreading our joy. And whether y'all get a hold of it or not, it don't matter because we're going to make your day a little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter.
That's for sure.
Yeah. All right, man. So let's just go over the top 10 real quick, man. You know, this is what the players think. And I think it's kind of interesting.
It just goes to show that.
I understand how you feel, though.
Players are still stuck on yesterday.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers being number 8, he shouldn't be there.
You have
and you know
to.
That.
No, I'll say I could see Rodgers being in it. So if you're going solely off of last year, I put him around 20. But if you're going off of what he's done, compilation of his career.
It's not a compilation of your career, though. It's about
it's
what
off of
you
last year, right?
Last year.
Right.
And he sucked.
Yeah.
Major.
Yeah, he
last
sucked,
year.
He sucked donkey balls a little bit. But yeah, I would say
wild Puma nuts.
I would say like top 20 just because he's still Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's still that guy. If you could say Drew Brees at 39,
if you could take Aaron Rodgers' numbers and
he had a crappy year
and put them on any other quarterback from last season, suck.
But you know what though? But that's the thing about it.
Well,
though.
Mediocre. I'll say mediocre.
The magic is he's still A-Rod. He's still that guy. And
you know, Aaron Rodgers let's say 50 games, he's 500.
I believe it.
500 as
I believe
a quarterback. But 500.
But keep in mind, it's a team game.
Well, you have to at least
bring that up.
Wait, it's a team game because let's not give him all the accolades when they when they achieve success.
Right, when they lose.
And then when they lose, right. Oh, it's a team game.
Right.
Well, no.
No, that's
no
real.
It's not.
That's real. That's real.
You get it during the good and you get it during the bad.
That's real. That's real talk.
So suck it, A-Rod.
let's do the top 20 real quick. So Aaron Donald, I don't think there's any.
Sharon Rogers.
Well, actually, I'll go the other way. I'll go top 20. So they got Andrew Luck in the top 20.
He shouldn't be there.
Yeah. That's arguable. I don't.
He shouldn't
I mean,
be
but
there.
But he had a really good season, though, and the Colts had a really good year. You know, Ebron ended up with 16 touchdowns all from Andrew Luck. I know Andrew Luck has injury history, but he bounced back fairly nicely last year. So 20 is fair for him, I think.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
The Colts?
Yes, they did.
And they won, bro. They won a playoff game. Because I remember, because last year, two former Lions contributed and won the playoff game. Eric Ebron and Golden Tate. Golden Tate caught the game when the touchdown for Philly. And Ebron, I don't know if Ebron scored, but the Colts won a playoff game. Yeah.
Against who?
I would have to go back and look. You don't remember the Colts winning a playoff game?
Mm-mm.
Let me see.
I wonder, did they play the Ravens? No, the Ravens got eliminated.
The Colts won.
The Ravens didn't even make the playoffs.
Let me see. The Colts 2018 playoff game.
So, you know.
I know they won a game because Eric Ebron, I follow him on Twitter. I'm cool with his dad. They won a wild card against the Texans, and they lost to the Chiefs.
They beat the Texans
21-7.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Texans make the playoffs, but they don't never win. They won a division and lost to the Colts. So they beat the Texans and they lost to the Chiefs 31-13.
Yeah, Texans suck, man.
Yep. So, and bro, on top of that, the Colts started 1-5 last year.
Yeah.
And they still finished the season fairly well. So, yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, Andrew Luck is 20, Tyreek Hill is 19, Zeke Elliott is 18, which he should have been higher. He should have been like 13 or 12 or 10. But
Zeke Elliott should have been top 5.
Zeke Elliott, you got Phillip Rivers at 17, Saquon Barkley 16, Bobby Wagner 15.
Saquon Barkley after one season, 16.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, man, that's love, though. You know, he balled out.
It's cool, man. But
Bobby Wagner 15, Alvin Kamara 14, Michael Thomas, my guy, in my top 10. He's number 13 on a player's list. J.J. Watt, a lot of people aren't really talking about J.J. Watt anymore. I give him a couple, 3 years, and I think he's out of there. But his brother for the Steelers? Oh, watch out for that guy. DeAndre Hopkins, number 11. Top 10 is Von Miller.
Top 5.
Julio, Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown, Tom Brady, Todd Gurley, Patrick Mahomes, Khalil Mack, Drew Brees, Aaron Donald. Idiot of the day, my friend.
Idiot of the day. Idiot of the day.
Despite your crazy comments, you are not the idiot of the day.
Despite your crazy comments about the Lions.
Well, we'll let Columbus tell us who sound crazier. But Jordan Lasley, I don't know this guy. You brought him to my attention. Elaborate a little bit, my friend.
Yeah, Lasley was a wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, man. He got into it, pretty much had a pretty bad day, man, at practice with the Baltimore Ravens. You know, got into a fight with one of the DBs there, then got into it, and then one of the DBs came over. One of the veteran DBs came over and tried to break up the fight, and then Lasley ended up getting into a fight with him. Mm. So, you know, next play he catches a touchdown pass, and then he takes the ball and throws it in the damn lake.
Sound like a hothead.
And out in celebration, you know, like needless to say, he was released. He came out of UCLA. He was a fourth round draft pick.
Okay. And so he was a rookie.
Yeah, he was a rookie. So he got released by the Baltimore Ravens. Now, of course, they're going to say that, you know, we didn't release him from that. We released him because, you know, he didn't fit our offense. Well, yeah, whatever. Say what you want. Spin it how you want for the press.
Right.
This is why he got released. But he has another home he picked up with the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see what he can do, man. But try to get a hold on that temper there, Lasley, man. Try to get a hold of that temper, man, because you fooling. You trying to secure a bag, man. You can't secure a bag trying to be a damn fool. So it's not going to work. Idiot of the day. Also, idiot of the day 1A, Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Stupid. Just downright stupid. Went and bought a damn house right next to his head coach, John Gruden. So when you get – So listen here, Derek Carr.
He's expecting everything to work out.
It's not. So when you get traded for a bag of Big League Chew, a sock full of nickels, and a washing machine, how is your neighbor going to pan out that you got to see every single day as you go and get your mail? I just want to know how that's going to pan out. That was dumb as hell. I would have never done that.
That's our word on the street. Word on the street is that Derek Carr and Gruden are going to be neighbors.
Second tier idiot of the day.
Yeah.
Slash word on the street.
Today in sports history, we got two birthdays, 17 years apart or so. Tom Brady turns 42. Happy birthday, Tom Brady. And Todd Gurley turns 25. These guys are both in the top 10 of players. And clearly they're – Todd Gurley was a baby when Tom Brady was entering the NFL. So, but shout out to them, those guys having a birthday today. Also on this day, 19 years ago, August 3rd, 2000, Grant Hill was traded for a sign and trade, Ben Wallace and Chucky Atkins. So whereas the Pistons were thought of to be rebuilding, they ended up trading for Ben Wallace and Chucky Atkins. Ben Wallace, as you know, was one of the foundational pieces for that championship 4 years later. So that was a great trade, my favorite trade of all time with the Pistons. So, yep.
All right, folks, that's our show for the day. So,
yes.
We hope we made your day a little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter.
We like to appreciate all our listeners. Again, big shout out to Columbus, Ohio.
In the
we
building.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Keep showing us love, Columbus. 100. I used to get it in Ohio. Big time. Big time. Big time love. Everyone else, keep showing us your love. Keep showing us your love. Keep showing us your love. Keep showering us with your affection. Keep showering us with your listens, folks. You subscribe.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Big and Bright Show. And we'll see you next time.
All right, folks. That'll do it for us. Go ahead and lead us out, Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.